Static.
Hey, Mel, what's up?
Happy Kwanzaa.
Well, happy Kwanzaa to you.
Happy Kanukkah.
What was that?
Happy Kanukkah.
I don't believe it's pronounced Kanukkah, is it? That sounds like a gas station.
Oh, I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, I thought it was Hanukkah.
Oh, okay. Happy Hanukkah to your people.
Maybe in Iowa they say Kanukkah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And what else we got?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's our Christmas show, isn't it?
No, actually, this one's not a Christmas show.
Oh, well, then I take all that back.
Next week will be.
Oh, okay.
This week's just, you know, week before Christmas, happy shopping or something.
Yeah.
Sales tax.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hey, we got some hits from Australia today.
Hey, mate.
Yeah, like three hits from Australia and one from Cyprus.
Wow.
Yeah, you have any idea where Cyprus is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where Cat Stevens is from.
Oh, is he from Cyprus?
He's a Cypriot.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, get on the peace train.
You remember that Greek guy in film class?
The Greek guy?
Yeah, Stan.
Oh, Stan Vreda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me that.
That Cat Stevens was from Cyprus?
Yeah, he kept saying, yeah, he's a Cypriot.
Really?
I go, what? He goes, a Cypriot.
Okay.
I thought it meant like he was polyorchid or something. I didn't know what he was.
Polyorchid. I don't know.
Sounds like
some kind of coffee term to me.
I don't know.
You know, what's he doing? He's sipping. Cyprian some coffee. But anyway, I want to tell you that, I want to tell our vast and varied listening audience that, that Miles has got to put out a book about parenting because he's taught me so much over the years here.
I don't think you're being serious.
About parenting, and I have a little adventure in parenting here that I know that this is totally just from absorbing the parenting skills, the aura, the essence of parenting that Miles has. I absorbed that. And, of course, then reacted as he would in a situation.
Okay.
So, you know, you've heard the stories already over the course of the year. If not, go back to the old section and click around and you can see some.
Yeah.
Listen to some of those. But I was home. I do a couple days at home from work at home kind of thing. And with my daughter. And she was running a bit of a fever. And so, a little bit concerned about that.
Right.
Fever's no good.
No, it's not.
No good fever. Wasn't feeling too good, and so we were going to talk to the doctor and everything if the fever prolonged more than a day or so. She's kind of got this ear infection thing going on, and not a good deal. So, my wife's calling me, you know, checking up. You know, how's the little girl? How's she doing? She got a fever. Yeah, still got a fever. Call the doctor, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So, come to find out, I call the doctor. They say, well, why don't you bring her in, you know, take a look. Maybe she's got another ear infection. So, my wife gets home that night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching her all day. Nothing unusual.
Right.
Except she's got this really big zit on her eyebrow.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's like a monster thing.
Uh-oh.
And it's just like, you know, it was like a third eye.
Oh,
it was that big.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, just totally, she's just a baby. And so, you know, these things go away. It's not like she's a teenager or something. She's got this huge Mongo zit.
Right.
And so my wife gets home and she's like, well, what's that on her eye? I'm like, oh, it's some big zit or something. She's got the fever.
Yeah.
She's been sweating.
Uh-oh.
You know, some big zit. I didn't want to touch it or anything. You know.
Yeah.
So my wife takes the hold of the baby and starts stripping off her clothes.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. What's this? On her belly. I'm like, I don't know. It looks like a little red mark. I got these things all over the place.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, what's this? On her back. Wait, what's this? Wait, oh, what? This little kid's flipping around like a box at Christmas or something.
Oh, no.
All these little red marks. Oh, my God, what's this? What's this? I don't know. It's like Regis and Kathy Lee pinning the little things on the map for the winners of the trivia.
Oh, no.
And come to find out, she's got chicken pox.
Oh, you know, you are sounding like me a little bit.
Yeah, totally. I've, you know, changed diapers, totally oblivious. I saw a couple little red marks on her belly. Didn't think anything of them.
You sound like a moron, just like me.
Yeah, well, the worst thing is, so we go in to see the doctor.
Yeah?
And, oh, yeah. Now, at this point, she is just covered with chicken pox.
Oh.
So we go to see the doctor.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, when do these start showing up? And my wife's, well, Monday. I saw them Monday night. But they were there before. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. These things weren't as pronounced. Yeah, I'm on trial. I guess.
Yeah.
The cursing doctor.
Did I tell you the tables would turn someday?
Yeah. The cursing doctor. Where the hell did all these red spots come from, goddammit? And my wife, well, they were there Monday when I got home.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what my husband was doing all day.
Uh-oh.
Eating nachos and watching TV.
Uh-oh.
This little girl was just swimming in her own piss. So I get the evil eye from the doctor. I'm like, you have to believe me. They just weren't as pronounced on Monday morning as they were. It was like outbreak or something. In the morning, she looked fine. And then by the time my wife got home, she just all popped out, you know.
I knew this day would come.
So I'm totally getting the, oh boy, kind of look at. And you leave this your daughter alone with this man, and,
I knew this day would come.
Yeah.
I knew it.
See, and so I'm, like, totally feeling like it's some kind of Miles moment with the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, they weren't bleeding when I looked at them last. one of those things. They just totally popped up, and overnight this kid's, like, covered and looks like, the Braille menu at McDonald's or something. With red dots, and so it's like, I didn't know what to do. I was trying totally defensive. They're like, don't hold her, don't touch her, get out of here.
Man, you just thought it was a big zit.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It looked like a big zit. It was huge.
Oh.
It was huge. It looked like this huge zit.
Yeah.
My God, I didn't know babies got big zits like that.
Oh, jeez.
So, chicken pox.
That poor little girl.
So then, now I've stayed with her while she's had the chicken pox.
Right.
And they're itchy, right?
Right.
Well, she's not. She's only 6 months old. She's not really coordinated enough to scratch.
Right.
But I'll be damned if that kid's not figured.
Uh-oh.
But she doesn't scratch like you and I would scratch.
Right.
She looks like a monkey.
Uh-oh.
And she's got these ones in the back of her neck, and she kind of flings her arm back there and goes. Then she scratches her belly, but that's all she can scratch. She can't, scratch in, discreet.
Yeah.
But it's just an overall monkey scratching look going on. It's just pitiful.
Oh, no.
So it's all my fault because I didn't notice,
Had you only been a little bit,
If I would have broke out the ointment at the first sign, all this would have been avoided.
You're turning out like me.
Yeah, well, So you know what I did? I stuck her in the swing for the rest of the week and let her scratch.
There you go.
No, I didn't do that.
Oh, that's what I do.
Yeah. So that's been my week.
Watching the
little monkey daughter scratch herself.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible, all right.
My goodness.
And then getting scrutinized. Now every time I go to the doctor, it's going to be like... she's going to be like, have her fingers on the last number of the DCFS. It's going to be poop, 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 and then waiting... Is he going to say something stupid like they weren't there this morning? Because then I'm going to hit this button.
Liar.
She's got it on the speed dial or something. So what's up with you?
Well, I have a little child story as well.
You as a child again, like the handcuff thing? Or?
No. No, my youngest.
Uh-huh.
My youngest boy. This might actually get me in trouble with the state authorities. I shouldn't even tell this. This was an accident, though, before you start laughing and making fun of me.
All right.
This was an accident. I accidentally peed on my son.
What?
I accidentally peed on my son.
How'd you do this?
Okay, I leave the door open when I go to the bathroom.
Because you enjoy people watching you?
No, not just in restaurants either, but, I mean, no. No, to encourage my boys to potty train eventually.
Oh.
All right?
Okay. Well, oddly enough, I've heard of this, even though it, considering your perverted past.
No, it has nothing to do with being weird or perverted.
I know, it's a real, it's a literal thing. They see if you're peeing, then they'll figure it out and go to the toilet.
Yeah. So my youngest boy, little baby Bo Cephas, a year and a half old.
He thinks it's the lawn sprinkler and runs up and tries to jump in it, or what?
Well, you're getting close. Yeah, I really had to go. So okay. I had to go pee. Bad.
Yeah.
So I'm going, and he comes in, he's watching me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, see how easy this is? You can do it.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he's watching, and he decides, hey, I'm going to try to grab that yellow stuff.
Okay.
So he's going to try to grab the stream. And so I'm like, no. And like, he starts like going nuts, like trying to grab the stream of pee. I'm like, no. And so now he's starting to corner me because he's like really...
You can't stop.
I couldn't stop. And I couldn't stop. He was like cornering me off the bathroom. I was like not going to hit the water anymore.
Just pee in the tub.
I thought about it, but the curtain was in the way. I thought, well, I'm almost done now. And next thing I know, he's like really reaching. I'm like, oh, jeez. And I nailed his left hand a little. So, and that's the weird part is, like, he took off running. So now I got to, finish up, shake it off, and find this kid that's got pee on his hand. And I'm like, yelling at him, like, grab him, grab that kid, stop him. I got wet wipes out. I got like a dozen wet wipes out, and I washed his hands, and...
Yeah, really, with your Christ.
I'll be arrested with this story. I know I will.
No.
But it was an accident. But he was cornering me, I mean, there's only so much space to pee in the pee, the bowl, I usually aim right for the middle, and that's where I was, and all of a sudden, like, he starts leaning in,
Yeah, he's reaching, huh?
Like, reaching, and I couldn't stop, My wife's like, why didn't you just stop? I go, I couldn't. I really had to pee bad,
Well, I think we all know that you're not in the sting territory as far as, multiple orgasms, because you can't hold your pee, so you couldn't hold that either. So.
Yeah.
Just be glad he's not like a dog and trying to get in his mouth.
That's inappropriate.
Inappropriate? You're pissing on your kid's hand.
It was an accident, and God is my witness. It was a...
Couldn't you get, like, one hand free and kind of do a straight arm thing?
Or? I could. Well, see, I don't want to get into it. I usually use my right hand. And he was doing my right side, so I'm, like, trying to brush him away. Like, get out of here.
Okay.
I was trying not to make a mess of things. All right?
Where was the other kid at? He's supposed to be watching. Where's the peanut gallery for this show? Where's Miles Jr.? Get in here! Watch your dad pee! Come on!
No, I didn't even call him in. He just kind of came in,
I think you're going to have to put up some kind of netting or something.
I don't know. Well, I think I'm just going to keep the door closed from now on.
Well, at least he's interested.
Well, yeah.
But, the odd thing is he's going to pee into his own hand now.
Yeah, I know. He's a little bit too interested.
Look, Dad. I peed my own hand.
Oh, jeez. I still am sick about it. I'm sick about it.
You'll just have to show them the sitting down method, and then it'll be weird for the rest of their lives.
I'm glad I wasn't going number two.
Do you do that from a standing position as well?
No.
Oh, goodness. That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Peeing on your kid's hand.
Yeah. I don't want to get arrested for this story. It was an accident.
I'm sure it'll be none the worse for the wear there.
No, I'm very sorry.